Welcome to a special episode of David Ashley Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Fauci. And we're going to do something special this week. We're going to have Parent Week. I'm going to bring you a few parents. I'm going to try to do it, today all the way through Friday. And just bring you parents who are, dealing with the coronavirus all around the country. And just, how they're doing, how they're going, how things are going with e-learning, how their spirit is, and how they want to, what advice they may have for other parents. Just wanted to let people know that they're not alone out there, That can be of great benefit to people. Like, sometimes we think we're alone, but when you hear that, oh no, we're not alone. When you hear that somebody else is going through what you're going through, it can make things a little bit more bearable. So stay tuned for those episodes. And until then, today, we have another, our only guest, really, but the first repeat guest, obviously, since she was the only guest. I forgot what month, but she did the mental health episode, and this is Tiffany O'Bannon, and I got to chat with her about her situation now, how many kids, how old are they, how's she doing with e-learning and all that good stuff. So these are going to be shorter episodes just because I just want to get short and sweet, as a trade-off for it. Being on the podcast, people are busy with kids and work. So I'm just like, hey, I'll get you in and out. So, the next thing you will hear is the interview I had with Tiffany O'Bannon. So, tune in all 5 days, share the episode with someone that you, that you think could use it. Pick up. And if you like it, if you don't, then don't share it. But, if you find some value in it, share it, like it, come to the IG page, leave a comment. But until then, I'm about to get something to eat so you can enjoy this episode. Out of here.
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, you're there already.
Oh, wait a minute. Why are you still acting like you're not? What's happening?
Why am I still acting like what?
Oh, no, they were still acting as if the music was still playing, as if it was still searching. Waiting, rather. Hi.
Hi.
So can you hear me? Oh yeah, I can hear you. It's hollow. You're in the bathroom.
No, I'm in my office.
Slap. All right. So our first guest, our first repeat guest to the David Ashley Podcast, episode 38, I believe. And introduce yourself right quick.
Well, hi, my name is Tiffany O'Bannon, and I am a licensed marriage and family therapist.
Boom. And just wanted to ask, first and foremost, how are you holding up during this time?
Well, I'm doing okay. The thing is, the school part, dealing with the kids in school, that's the part that's becoming the biggest challenge.
Got it. So obviously you have kids. How many kids do you have?
I have two kids. I have a daughter that's 8 and a son that is 5.
Wow. Okay. Goodness. You're in the thick of it, boy. Are you e-learning? Are they doing, either one of them doing e-learning?
Yes. My daughter is doing e-learning. They send assignments over for her to do every week, and you basically have to divvy it up yourself and then, sit there and have them do it, which would be fine if I majored in homeschooling
or right.
I didn't have to work. It's God. Like, who's supposed to because they're basing it off of a schedule, like a school schedule. So, yeah. You know, there's more work, there's math, there's this. They're even asking you to do like PE. And it's like, okay, wait.
Oh my God.
Some of us, they want you to do the other, you know, like do science things and all that stuff. So it can be overwhelming. But then they say, oh, the kids shouldn't be on the computer more than 2 hours.
What is going on?
How does that, I don't know how
that works. Yeah, no, right? It's like, yeah, it's e-learning, but a little bit. We're gonna take this away and ask you to do the rest. So there's no interaction with a teacher through Skype or anything like that. Like I don't know. I haven't seen
it is, but it's only 1 hour a day. It's See, I was thinking that like you set up on the computer and they will conduct the school day like school.
Right. You know,
do math, go away. You have your recess, go somewhere, eat a snack, come back, do the second part, you know, and they're doing the work with the kids. No, she has my daughter has a Zoom for 1 hour a day. Oh. And that, so the rest of the day, you have to, you know, coordinate it on your own. So that's the hard part.
Is the little guy, is he standing by patiently while your daughter is on the Zoom, or how is that working for you?
So that's the second challenge. Since because of the age difference, I have to coordinate it so when she's on Zoom, I let him do 1 hour of TV. So that's how I do it.
Got nice.
To keep him quiet.
Okay. Okay. And
I have a little schedule that I've organized, and for him, because he can't read and all that stuff, I'll have her, like, say from 9 to 10, they do math. From 9 to 9:30, she teaches him math. And then from 9:30 to 10, she'll do her own math, and he'll do the ABC mouse math.
Get out. Okay. Oh, you're working. You're working it out, I guess. Yeah.
It was a struggle, but I'm working it out.
So how are you... how are you passing? Well, what about him? Does he have a group of, outside of your schedule, some assignments to do as well? Or
no, because he's in preschool.
Got it.
Because I've already had a child, I kind of know what they need in order to be prepared for kindergarten. Mm-hmm. So his stuff, I have to more so make up, you know, just own knowledge. Another thing, right? I didn't major in homeschooling, but
right, you got to create your own
So I know I can tell certain things that he's ready for, like he had already started counting, so that's why I was having her teach him the math, and that gives her something to, you know, look forward to, like a sense of independence. She likes doing stuff like that.
Oh, she likes to teach him.
Mm-hmm. She likes to play teacher. You know, she's at that age. So okay. I have him. And then I know he needs to, you know, start preparing to read. So we'll do sight words. Like I said, luckily I've had one child go through it, so I can kind of remember what they need to be prepared. But if I hadn't had any kids, I may be a little bit, you know,
frazzled.
Yeah.
Okay. So how are you passing the non-school time? How are you? You have a schedule for that too, or is that a little more relaxed, or how does that go?
For me, that is a little more relaxed because try to get the exercise in. If it doesn't happen in the morning, try to get it in at night. And the day, because you're trying to get the kids ready, my day is kind of already on the schedule. You know, you kind of go home, gotta have to do dinner, a little workout. Sometimes I try to do a workout with them if they're up to it. And then go to bed. But I do try to make sure that I get a workout in just about every. It's helpful if I do it in the morning versus the night. But I don't have a strict schedule. It's kind of like playing by ear because there aren't very many things you can do at this point.
Got it.
But I try to get that, the exercise time. Oh, and in reading. I try to read something at least like 15 minutes a day.
Got it. Okay. So are you, that was kind of part of my next question. Do you get free time? But you say your free time is before, maybe before they get up and right before bed?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's my binge time, reading time. Do not think about anything time, or try to figure out how to make the next day better time.
Right. Okay. Okay. On that note, what are you binge watching these days?
I started watching Little Fires Everywhere. It wasn't a binge because it was only 6 episodes, but I just started watching it like last week. So did a binge on that. I watched The Outsiders. That was a good one.
Oh, so wait a minute. I'm only one episode in on that. I forgot about it. I need to. When Ozarks came back, I was like, oh, well, watch you on this one, bro. So I didn't come back.
So
good. Okay.
And then, of course, The Insecure. I can't binge that, but you know what I mean. The Current.
Right.
Weekly. Mm-hmm. And of course, all the documentaries that I missed, like the Michael Vick, the Aaron Hernandez. Yeah. I'm into the documentaries right now.
Got it. I just, wait, did you even know Tiger King is not a documentary? Did you check out Tiger King?
Oh, I saw Tiger King. Yep, that's one.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a piece of work. Literally a piece of work.
Oh, God. Literally. Yeah. Okay. So what are your, what are your feelings about all of it? Are you tired of being cooped up? Are you, what do you feel about the virus? How are you just feeling about the state of the world, just where we are now?
As far as being cooped up, I am tired of it, but luckily I do still go out and go to work a few days.
Okay.
So I'm not as stir crazy as some people. So I can't speak for everybody when it comes to, you know, am I over it? But I think the concerning thing is not so much the being at home, but I don't see how it ends. Like, what's the plan to end it? Because all I ever hear is, okay, we're going to stop social distancing at this time. Or maybe we'll stop this date. But like, what's the plan though? And I see, at least unless I'm missing it, I can never hear or understand a plan. It's only, okay, it's getting worse. Or, okay, we're going to stop it. We're stopping it at this time so businesses can open, which I understand. But what's the plan? Like, how do we still open and then control it? They start talking about the vaccination stuff. Like, is that how this is going to end? Like, I don't hear a plan. I hear a plan. You know what I mean? That's the concern.
Yeah.
Because you can manage if you know if there's a goal and you know, okay, we're going to try to do this by this day. If everything goes well, we're good. But
yeah, I think that's the problem Dr. Fauci has with, you know, the situation he's in. Like he was on the Breakfast Club a few days back, and it's, you know, it's just trying to express to people, hey, it's not a light switch. We can't turn it back on just whenever you're fed up. He says, you know, there's a lot of testing that has to be involved, and we have to see, you know, what the curve is doing. Mm-hmm. Like if more people are, and I hate to say it, but if more people are dying, less people are dying, being affected, and then perhaps we can make decisions on opening up. But, you know, it's, I understand what you're saying. Like there was a lady that I met who, before I stopped driving, she had been stuck here. She's from Hong Kong. And she says, you know, this Sunday, now this is about a month ago, she said, this Sunday I'm going back to Hong Kong where I will have to be quarantined for 2 weeks. They'll have a monitor on my ankle. And if I, if I leave during that time, I can be detained. And it's, you know, Hong Kong is still like a province of China or whatever, but it's, you know, if we all just said, hey guys, we're going to stay in for 3 straight weeks, it'll be over.
Will it?
Well, according to how long they say it takes symptoms, you know, the symptoms to come and go, and the thing, you know, the whole thing to come and go.
I see.
I mean, it meaning the passing of it should be over. Now, in the hospitals, that's a different, you know, because nurses and doctors and those healthcare workers are still being overwhelmed. But if we hit it hard, like China did, which we wouldn't do because we're, you know, America, but. You know, but yeah, seeing an end in sight is, you know, it's like letting people go out and see. It's like when, you know, they have the memes about, hey, guys, when it's time to go back out, I'm going to let y'all go first and see how that works out. So anyway, is there any advice that you may have for anybody dealing with you know, just dealing with anxiety during this time or dealing with, you know, bad thoughts and just general advice for anybody, mental health advice for anybody trying to handle this right now?
I think it's important to be easy, like go easy on yourself, because we are in a world that's not normal for us. So it's going to increase your stress. It's going to increase your anxiety. All those things are going to increase. I think the first step is to acknowledge that and realize, you know, I'm dealing in a space and in a time that's not normal. So these feelings are normal. And then you go back to those coping skills you have that work for you, whether that's exercise. Yeah, we don't feel like it, but if that's what works to lower your anxiety, then you have to take care of yourself and you have to do it. It doesn't have to be hard exercise. It can be a walk, you know, a walk outside, a bike ride. If it's talking to family, make extra efforts to talk to family. If it's reading, if you don't know what your coping skills are, this is the best time to start figuring it out, thinking about it. Right. What makes me feel good? And just really start using your coping skills, you know, every day to make yourself feel better. And also what I found that makes me more productive in these times is to just really figure out a schedule for myself every day. And I don't mean a general schedule, like, you know, everybody wakes up and has a schedule in their mind of what they're going to do. But I mean to hour schedule. Like, if you want to wake up at 6:30, from 6:30 to 7, I'm going to pray or I'm going to read some type of devotional or whatever. 7 to 7:30, I'm going to take a shower. You know, 8 to 8, 7:30 to 8, okay. I'm going to, I don't know if I said 7:30 to 8 already, but 7, I can't remember. 7:30 to 8, I'm going to eat my breakfast. You know, 8 to 8:30, I'm going to, you know, check my email, you know, do a schedule and schedule out your day so that you're most productive. Even your meals, got to cut down that this quarantine snacking, you know what I'm saying? Set times for when you eat. I think that day will make you more productive and you'll feel more in control and less just like life is happening to you. you'll feel more in control. I don't know what people have to do, but just, you know, fill in the day based on what it is you have to do that day. And it also helps because sometimes things become overwhelming. And for me, like, I'll forget stuff and I can just look at it like, oh, yeah, that's what I'm supposed to be doing. Okay. And then, you know, I just go back to it. But if it was just a general thing in my mind that I thought of when I woke up, I don't really have that. And then I'm continuing to be like all over the place. So I hope that makes sense.
Got it. Yeah, it does. It does. Okay. Thank you, Tiffany. Look, under 20, I told you I'd get you in and out.
Thank you for having me.
Look. Thank you for joining me. Short notice. I appreciate it. And be well, friend, okay?
Bye.
All right. Bye.
So there you have it. I hope you enjoyed the conversation. Hopefully, you know, you were able to find some value with me and Tiffany, chopping it up. So again, like I said, look forward to hopefully 5 of these this week. You know, people are busy. I had a failed attempt at it a couple weeks ago. I was trying to record them. A couple didn't go through, and you know, I just wasn't prepared. So look for these the next 4 days. We're trying to bring them to you all 5 days here on the David Ashley Podcast. Until then, you know, guard your spirit. Find something that you like about these times and focus on that. It's easy to, you know, kind of get down and just, you know, like me, it was like, yo, I just turned 40. I had all these plans for, yo, 40, that's going to be my year. It's going down. It's going down. Remember when Kevin Hart had to tell his teacher, had to cuss at his teacher for the first time? How he told his friends, he was like, look, I can't share too much, just stand behind me because it's going down. That's how I felt this year. But now I'm in the house, like, twiddling my thumb. Damn. Now, it doesn't mean work stops, right? I'm still writing. I'm still, you know, I'm down to 240. Man, so I'm down 14 pounds, you know what I mean? And that's been a struggle because, man, you talk about ordering Harold's. I ordered Harold's 3 times 1 week. I ain't gonna lie to you. A couple weeks ago, shout out to Nate. Like before things really got like crazy, man, we had Harold's. And yeah, ordered Harold's 3 times that week. So I bounced back, right? Recovery time. So, you know, just need to add some steady exercise. I've been doing a lot of push-ups, but just, you know, try to add some steady exercise regimen to the routine, and then voila. But work don't stop, you know what I mean? Use this, yeah, survive, but if you can, come out the other side of this a little bit more refined, right? With a bigger, brighter, you know, light. And at the very least, with a higher tolerance for stuff, you know what I mean? But at the most, you know, come out of this with some more education if you can, some more understanding, and we just, you know, hoping the best. My condolences to all who have lost during this time, who have lost people, and, you know, just weird times, man. So keep your head up, and, you know, let's band together, you know, check on your people, and check on yourself, you know, check on your own spirit. Like look within yourself and be like, hey, what do I want? You know what I mean? How do I feel? I made a joke on Facebook with his dad's series. I said, yo, never play Beyonce Pretty Hurts while you tipsy. Because when she asks you, are you happy with yourself? It'll wreck you. I promise. And like a whole lot of people liked it. So I was just like, see that, like, I'm not the only one. But just are you happy with yourself? And if you're not, then, you know, try to make some changes. And then, you know, for those changes that you really literally can't make because of time, then just, you know, just kind of deal with that. You know, come to peace with that, you know. So until then, man, love you all. Remember, every day you have the opportunity to move forward into growth or to fall back into comfort. My name is David Ashley, and I'm out to smoke.